So this week we learn Parshas Toldos, and there are two basic and central sugyas in this parsha: Kinyan HaBechorah and the Brochas. And when we analyze and learn these parshiyos lefi pshutom, we get a strange feeling. Yaakov Avinu is defined as Ish Tam Yoshev Oyholim, the symbol of purity, of innocence, of honesty. But in these two sugyas, he doesn't seem to be so straightforward and honest. He takes advantage of Esav's desperation. When Esav comes from the jungle, from the field, from the forest, and he feels, I'm starving, I'm dying from thirst, please give me something. And Yaakov says, wait a minute, let's do a deal. Sign this document. And then the Brochas, which is a conspiracy of Rivka together with Yaakov to fool the old Yitzchak. Chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem. Our Torah HaKadosh is defined as Sefer HaYoshar twice in Tanakh. Shmuel Beis Perek Aleph, Perek Yud Mesefer Yehoshua, Posek Yud Gimel. Sefer HaYoshar. And the Gemara with Zorah Chofei Yom Adalef, it also appears in the Yerushalmi. There are two shittas, two different opinions. Why is the Torah defined as Sefer Yoshar? According to one opinion, Chumash Bereishis. It's the story of the Oves HaKadoshim, and they were the most honest, straightforward people ever to live. Their integrity is unparalleled. And that is why the Torah is called Sefer HaYoshar al Shem Chumash Bereishis. The other opinion is Chumash Devorim, because it is in Parshas V'Shana that we have the mitzvah of Asisu, HaYoshar V'HaToiv. Yaakov was Ish Tam Yoshev HaOlim. Our Torah is Sefer HaYoshar. Elokim Osu Asodim Yoshar V'Hemu Bikshu Cheshbonis Rabbim. And the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam says, every individual could be part of Shevet Levi. How? What is required? What is demanded if a person wants to be part of Shevet Levi? The Rambam says three criteria. So many times I am deeply disturbed when Avreichem asks me questions. Could we cheat the Medina? Could we lie to the Medina? And when you get accustomed to lying, even the sky is not the limit. There are no limits. You start with cheating the Medina, then it goes to the Irian, the Moatza Adatit, and the Chevrat Bituach, and an insurance company, and where will it stop? Where will it stop? The Torah is Sefer HaYoshar. Our Oves were Yeshorim. There's an amazing tshuva in Chasam Sofer Chelek Vav Semenun Tes. I think it's the only tshuva which has nor lamdis, nor halacha. It's actually a Michtav Chizuk, one of his talmidim, that had a tough time, a hard time with his balabatim. And the Chasam Sofer is unbelievable. He writes, stay away from people that are not Anoshim Yeshorim, even if they might be great talmidei Chachamim. Stay away from them. Shnei roichvim tzmudim al gaboi shel odom. V'yisu naki v'yisem nakim l'ashem min ha'odom. Kosho l'tzeis yedechoi v'sachroin min ha'rishon. Writes the Chasam Sofer. We should be the most honest, straightforward people in the entire world. Midvar sheker tirchak. So how do we understand these two stories, these two sugyas in the Parsha? I think the way to learn Parshas Toldos is only with the Zohar. Kuf Mem Hei, Kuf Mem Vav, Zohar Chelek Aleph, this Parsha. The Zohar explains the Pchein and the Brochas are not two separate things. They are dependent one on the other. Two sides of the same coin. And the reason Yaakov Avinu needs the Bechorah, because he knows that the Brochas are designated to the Bechorah. And the Zohar notes that Bechorah and Brochah are the same letters. just in a different sequence, but it's the same letters. Because the bracha goes to the bechor. And Yaakov Avinu also knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Beitzias Mitzrayim, B'ni Bechori Yisrael. Yisrael is Yaakov. Yisrael are we. Yisrael is not Esav. And that is why Yaakov needs the bechor. Not because he wants a double portion of the Yerusha. Not even, as Rashi says, because of Karbonis. He needs the bechor because he needs the brachas. And why does he need the brachas? So this is an amazing revelation from the Zohar. The Zohar says, Yaakov Avinu was blessed four times in his lifetime. The most important brachas are the ones from this parsha. When Yitzchak thinks he's Esav, and he gives them the brachas. Yaakov got another set of brachas and parshas v'yishlach when he struggles with a malach, with Tzorei Shel Esav, v'yo'ov v'kishimoi. And Yaakov tells the malach, I won't let you go until you bless me, and he blesses him. Number three, when Yaakov is on the way to Lavan, to Padan Aram, Kodesh Bochu Nigla Elav, v'yavorech oisoi. And when Yaakov departs from Yitzchak and he says goodbye, and Yitzchak sends him away to Lavan, once again the Pasuk says, v'yavorech oisoi. Of all the four brochas, Yaakov takes the lesser brochas for himself. Yaakov had a very difficult lifetime. From Esav, Lavan, because Yaakov leisha b'shalva v'kofetzol v'rugzei shel Yosef. Yaakov's entire life was an uphill struggle. And he had these four great brachas. For himself, he takes the lesser brachas. What does he do with the other three? He leaves them for Klal Yisrael, la'orech hadorois. Why do we need those brachas? The Zohar says, we will never be zoichet to geula, to any redemption, to any geula, only in the merit of Yaakov's brachas. So we were zoichet to geulas Mitzrayim ben binyan beis harishon in the schus of one set of Yaakov's brachas. We were zoichet to get out of Golas Bavel and have the beis hamikdash hasheni. That is in the merit of the second set of brachas and the most important ones, this week's parsha. Bo'achichu b'mirma. B'chachmaso, says the Targum Munkolis. It is these brachas that will pave the way for the Geula Shleima, b'korav b'yameinu. That is why Yaakov needs these brachas. He knows Beruach HaKodesh, HaKodesh Baruch Hu's master plan. He knows what HaKodesh Baruch Hu had in mind. He knows there's no other way. There's no other way to achieve the Geula Shleima and Ketzei Yamin. Only with these brachas. So when we learn the Zohar, everything has a different interpretation, a different significance, a different understanding. It's not about Yaakov Avinu at all. It's not personal. He needs the brachas for us. He needs the brachas for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He needs the brachas because these brachas are the climax and culmination of Tachlis Abriya, which is Bias Moshiach Tzidkein. One additional hargosha and feeling, but one would still ask, but why does it need to be this way? Why does it need to be in a way that seems so atypical, so not pasig for Yaakov Avinu? I'll tell you why. Because Beketz HaYomim, there will be times in which the difference between Yaakov and Esav won't be so obvious. And the Mekatrik, the Sotan, will say, I don't see a difference between these and those. It happened once in our past. By Geulas Mitzrayim, Chazal say, the Yam, Sora Shel Yam, didn't want to let them through. And he said, Manishtan Oelo Meilu. Halalo Oivde Oivde Zoro, Halalo Oivde Oivde Zoro. What's the difference? Why? Why are these better than the others? And there are different versions. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. It might happen again. So dafka, these brachas that will make all the difference, these brachas that will be the ones that will determine the Geula Shleima, Yaakov Avinu gets them when he looks exactly like Esav. And Yitzchak doesn't even know the difference. He thinks he's blessing Esav and it happens to be Yaakov, it turns out to be Yaakov. This is the Hashgacha Elyona, to prevent any Pischoin Peh B'Soif HaYomim, from the Mekatik, from the Sotan, to say, why do they deserve this? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whether they deserve it or not, these brachas are theirs. Yitzchak Avinu didn't see any difference between Yaakov and Esav when he gave those brachas, and he gave them anyway. That is the master plan. That's the Hashgach Al Yoyne. So let us hope and pray and daven Bekorah B'Yameinu that these brachas will finally be fulfilled. We should be zeichet to the manifestation of these brachas that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, because it is only with these brachas that we will be zeichet Bekorah B'Yameinu to a Yeshua Salamim and be as Goyel Sedek B'Mheiro V'Yameinu Amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos, all of you.